It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light up. God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is, and it's coming now, it's coming.
Here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Welcome, everybody, on this beautiful Saturday to BPN Radio, your 24-hour inter prayer station. This is Taylor Gentry sitting in for my papa, Dale Gentry. He is off resting this week. Everyone needs a little bit of rest, so I am filling in for him today. We are delighted to have you listening on this Saturday at this time or any time around the clock and around the globe as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Today, we have a great broadcast lined up for you with my special guest, Pat Armstrong. She is the executive director and co-founder of Polish. And Polish is a women's ministry that connects career and faith. It's absolutely amazing. So a little later on, Kat will be on talking about that, sharing her heart. But right now, let's take a few moments and pray for this broadcast today. Let's just pray that the Holy Spirit will anoint our words and our interview and our prayer time and just our entire day. Holy Spirit, we just come before you, God, and we just ask that you fill us up today, Jesus, and every day. That's our prayer every day, God. I just thank you for these listeners. I pray that you bless them wherever they are, if they're in their office, in the car, driving, at home. I just pray that you fill them up with your love, Lord, today, your unconditional love. And Jesus, I just pray over our speaker, Kat. I pray that you fill her up with the Holy Spirit, Jesus, and that she is guided by you with her words, God. And we just we just come humbly before you, God, and we just are hungry for you, Jesus. And we just ask for, this is what we're here for, God, is for revival. So we just pray that you begin to stir up revival in our hearts, God, and that all of this is for you. Our lives are for you, God. We are here for you, Jesus. And I just, I thank you, God, for this time. I thank you that we're able to gather together and on BPN and come before you and invite you into this time, Lord. And we thank you in Jesus' name. We would also like to welcome cities all across America and around the world who are praying with us today as a part of the broadcast. And so right now we have almost 800 cities who are praying with us on BPN, which is awesome. So it would be a little bit impossible right now to name all 800 cities, but I would like to take this opportunity to give a shout out to just a few of those cities. We want to welcome Los Angeles, California, Denver, Colorado, Miami, Florida, Roswell, New Mexico, Brooklyn, New York, and even our friends from across the ocean, those in Berlin, Germany, Western Cape, South Africa, and just so many more. So thank you so much for praying with us today on BPN. We love having y'all. Okay, so just before I get my special guest on the phone today, Kat Armstrong, I want to play a song. It's called You Don't Miss a Thing, and it's by Amanda Cook. She is with Bethel Music. It's just an amazing, amazing song. In the words, if we just really take the time to listen to these words, the title alone, You Don't Miss a Thing, is talking about how the Lord, he doesn't miss anything. So I just want to invite you into this time, wherever you are, just to worship the Lord. We're called to worship. That's what we're here to do on this earth. So just take some time to really tune in to the Holy Spirit and listen to these lyrics.
When you speak, oh, I feel it in my chest. And when you sing, all my fears are put to rest. And what a wondrous thing I can stand.
What a man. There's no place I can go. Your love won't find me. No place I can hide that you don't see. No place I could fall. Your love couldn't catch me. You see it all. You see it all through the eyes of love. Oh, oh, oh. There's no place I could go. Your love won't find me. No place I could hide that you can't see. No place I could fall. Your love wouldn't catch me. You see it all. You see it all. And you're in everything. You're all.
It is an honor today to have here on BPN Radio, Kat Armstrong. She is the executive director and co-founder of Polish, and she'll share a little bit more about what that is here in a second. She is an entrepreneur, a people connector. She's also a wife to Aaron, and he has a church in Dallas. And she's also a mommy to Caleb, who is 2 years old. So let's welcome Kat to BPN Radio today. Kat, how are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you so much, Taylor, for having me on the show. I'm honored.
Oh, well, thank you. We are super excited. Okay, well, let's just get right into it. So why don't you just tell us a little bit about Polish, the vision, the mission of Polish, and what it is?
Sure. In 2008, I was a student at Dallas Theological Seminary and had been for a few years. And I physically bumped into a dear friend of mine from college. Her name was Stephanie. Mm-hmm. So we were both on campus getting our degrees at DTS and pursuing ministry full time. And we started to meet once a week and pray, just encourage one another mm-hmm. in our spiritual journey. Mm-hmm. And then we also had a really deep desire to help each other figure out what we wanted to do after we graduated. And both of us were working full time in secular jobs, and God was teaching us so much about mm-hmm. the young professional women we had as co-workers. Mm-hmm. So during our time meeting once a week and praying together, we started to compare notes and share stories about our coworkers and our friends and our neighbors that were our age. They were mid-20s, mm-hmm. and they had grown up in the Bible Belt, but yet mm-hmm. they didn't understand the gospel. Mm-hmm. And Stephanie and I, truly our hearts were broken over the fact that we assumed that everyone around us had heard the gospel or understood it, and that wasn't the case at all.
Yeah.
In fact, our experience was that over and over, a woman under the age of 40 who was career-focused was not connected to a local church for so many reasons. And now Barna yeah. Research Group has put out a ton of information, actually just about a month ago, explaining the five factors that are keeping women from attending church. And one of the main reasons is that dual income households, that really is the norm mm-hmm. now, and that likely won't change.
Yeah.
You know, women are outnumbering the amount of men who are graduating with undergraduate and graduate degrees.
Mm-hmm.
So women are highly educated. They want to use that education in their career. They want to stay in the workforce longer. They're waiting to have children, waiting to get married. When they do have kids, they're having less than previous generations. All of those factors are keeping professional women from being connected to a local church.
Mm-hmm.
And then in addition, Stephanie and I were swapping stories about sharing the gospel with our coworkers and our friends.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just, honestly, we were appalled that we would share the gospel and
yeah.
people would be so responsive. We thought, I can't believe this. And really what we came to undercover is we realized that women, professional women that are under the age of 40, most of them believe in karma.
Mm-hmm.
They are so focused every day on earning good things. And
mm-hmm.
karma is really... The definition of karma is when you do good, you get good. And when you do bad, you get bad.
Mm-hmm.
And so their whole lives center around this principle and in their jobs. When I sell mm-hmm. product, I get money. And when I work hours, I get paid. And that's karma. And so they really believe that being a good person is what will establish a relationship with God. And you and I know that that is not true, that
right.
Christianity is the only religion that says there is a one true God
mm-hmm.
and that he wants a relationship with all people, and he pursues that relationship through grace. And grace is something we get that we do not deserve. It's
That's
the opposite
good.
Of karma.
Yeah.
And so that, kind of a long story, but Stephanie and I bumped into each other. That led to prayer and accountability, and that really birthed a vision to reach young professional women with the gospel and to reach the lost, to reach the disconnected.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many professional organizations out there to support women who
right.
love Jesus. And we wanted to create an outreach that
mm-hmm.
was evangelism focused, that reached a target market that don't know Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So in 2008,
awesome.
She walked into Starbucks and said, "Hey, I think we should do something. I think we should try to share the gospel with this generation. I have no idea what that looks like." And I told her, "Stephanie, you had me at hello. You just tell me the needs that we're going to have to create this, and I will help you." And here we are 7 years later. It's
wow.
really incredible to see what God's done.
It is incredible. Wow. That's amazing. Amazing. I love what Paulish is all about.
Yeah, I feel sometimes I skip over, you know, what we
yeah.
actually do and how do we share the gospel. And a lot of women ask me that. I get so wrapped up in the vision
of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, excited to share God's grace with women. So what Paulish is a 501c3.
Mm-hmm.
We've been around for about 7 years. Our mission statement is we exist to help young professional women connect the truth of God's word to
mm-hmm.
everyday life so that they can glorify Christ and navigate culture well. But really our vision statement that I think everyone resonates with is that we feel called to share the gospel with a generation of young professional women and
mm-hmm.
to equip a generation of young professional women to share the gospel. And so the way we do that is we host monthly networking luncheons mm-hmm. that have an emphasis on professional development. And we have an hour-long luncheon once a month in downtown Dallas and downtown Austin. And between the two locations, we see anywhere from 150 to 200 women every month coming to learn about how they can be a better professional.
Awesome.
And so we recruit C-level executive women, women that are CEOs, CFOs, really made a name for themselves. And in some ways, it's seeker-friendly. You know, we're mm-hmm. trying to get women to come, and they know they're coming to a Christian event, and they know they're going to hear the gospel.
I love it. So amazing. Well, how have you seen lives change at these Polished luncheons? Not only the attendees, but the Polished leaders themselves. Do you have any?
Yeah, I mean, our vision statement to, you know, it's two parts. And the mm-hmm. first part is share the gospel with a generation of young professional women. And God is so gracious. He is so true to his character and mm-hmm. is unfailing. He honors our prayers. And Stephanie and I and our leadership team, our board of directors, have spent so many hours on our knees in prayer, just begging God to have favor on the work that we are doing mm-hmm. and to let salvation spring up from the ground. And that's exactly what we've seen. We have we've served thousands and thousands of women a lunch mm-hmm. over a luncheon program, and all of them have heard the gospel from the front very clearly. We've asked all of them to respond to the gospel that mm-hmm. day, and each one of them gets followed up by their table leader. And that table leader is passionate about evangelism. They're passionate about sharing their story of mm-hmm. grace. And so we literally have impacted the lives of thousands of young professional women. We've seen several come to faith in Christ. Mm-hmm. Usually it's a very long process. So I wish I could tell you we share the gospel mm-hmm. with them once and they place their faith in Christ. And mm-hmm. this is not a Billy Graham generation. This generation yeah. is extremely jaded. They are modern thinkers. Mm-hmm. They're coming from kind of zero level religious knowledge.
Right.
And so, I wish I had so much time to tell you story after story, but we had a couple come to mind. A young gal named Dixie mm-hmm. heard about us through a coworker, and that's, we don't do any advertising. It's all word of mouth. Mm-hmm. And Dixie came because she wanted to grow professionally. She knew this was a professional development luncheon. She would get a lot out of it. She knew it was faith-based. Mm-hmm. And she didn't know what she believed about God, but she came and sat next to one of our best leaders, Tiffany, mm-hmm. and they had an amazing connection. Our luncheons are only 60 minutes long because we capitalize on a busy woman's lunch break,
right?
And we get them in and out on time. But yet the Spirit of God just connected their spirits, and
awesome.
She heard the gospel. She heard the story of Lydia from the Bible and how God chooses professional women to change the world. Mm. And she had no concept of grace. So Tiffany and Dixie started meeting once a week for a year and doing what we call pre-conversion discipleship. Mm. It's not a new concept. It's just simply loving people where they are and sharing our faith with them, helping them understand the scriptures. And there was a moment when Dixie and Tiffany were at Whole Foods about 10 months after they had started meeting, and Dixie said, "This is so incredible. I mean, this is incredible that God loves me and that nothing I can do can change that and that he wants that relationship with me mm-hmm. and it's not based on my past sins and it's mm-hmm. also not based on my accolades." And she told Tiffany, "How do I become a Christian? I want to become a Christian right now."
Wow.
Just a few months later, we had one of our best leaders, Hallie. She invited a friend of a friend of a coworker to Polish. And her name was Nancy. Nancy came to Polish with no spiritual background. A couple of her family members had grown up Catholic, mm-hmm. but none of that stuck with her. And she heard the gospel at Polish and was a total train wreck at the end of the event. I mean, it's so obvious that God had gotten a hold of her. She was so emotional. She was crying. And she just kept saying, I've never heard this before. I am almost 40 years old, and I've never heard this before.
Wow.
And she said, I need it. I need to tell my husband, and I need to tell my children. I need to go right now. This is too incredible.
Yeah.
So Nancy really wasn't sure what she'd heard yet. She knew that the Spirit of God was doing something in her soul. And so she started meeting with Hallie on a regular basis about once a month for 6 months. And Hallie did the same thing, pre-conversion discipleship, life on life, loving Nancy. And at the end of that time, Hallie said, you know, Nancy, I feel like you're ready to make a decision that's going to impact the rest of your life. And Nancy said, I want to become a Christian. And very soon after, she did share the gospel with her whole family.
She shared
the gospel with all of her coworkers. Mm-hmm. She has since changed jobs and reaches out to me anytime she gets to share the gospel. And
it's amazing.
That really kind of leads to the second part of your question, which was, you know, how are you seeing Polish impact the lives of our volunteers? Well, we have close to 50 incredible volunteers that love Jesus. And they all have Bibles that we commission them with to go and share, you know, give this Bible to someone. And before you hand it off, go through the Romans Road, ask them to pray with you. But what we're seeing is that there's a generation of young professional women that have not been equipped to share the gospel.
Right.
And it's because their needs are changing. The way they think has changed. The whole climate of our culture has shifted.
Yeah.
And so we have to adapt. And so we're seeing young professional women that are broken over the loss. I mean, last week in Dallas, we had our leadership team meeting with about 25 of our leaders, and there was a holy moment that happened at the end. I mean, we all had to stop, and our director said, we need to pray right now for the lost. And people were weeping, and there's true just repentance and revival happening in the hearts of our leaders, and that's contagious.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So we're seeing that young professional women, when they are equipped to talk intelligently about their faith, to know how to go through the Romans Road and have Bibles to be able to pass out to non-believers, they are sharing the gospel, and they're being really bold about it at work, at school. And I can't say enough about what God's doing. It's so
overwhelming. I know, we could go on all day. This is so good, Kat. This is so encouraging. And, you know, it's all a process. You know, this whole Polish has been a process for you, but, I mean, that's how our lives are. You know, God intended for us to be in the process. And so how would you encourage our listeners today, you know, just to really pursue not only the plan that God has for us, but if there's something that God has laid on somebody's heart specifically, how would you encourage them to just pursue that, you know, and to pursue the promise that's in the process, so to speak?
Wow, that's a good question. You know, I've been doing some personal study lately on attunement to God, and I read a book called Spiritual Friendships that blew my mind. But at the heart of the book is a concept that the presence of God is with us all day, every day, right now when we pray, but even when we stop praying, He is right here with us. And things that we can do to attune ourselves to His presence, to just simply be more aware that He is here, and how that changes our perspective, our responses, and absolutely grounds us in truth. And it makes us Spirit-filled people, people who are truly led by the Spirit. And I would say, if someone's pursuing something that they feel like God has asked them to do, or maybe they are trying to break free from shame and sin and strongholds and struggles, in either case, if it's pursuing this beautiful vision of something exciting and a calling on our lives, or if it's simply just to become more holy and be more like God, I think the first step is really attuning ourselves to His presence and just recognizing that He is literally filling up the room that we are in, sustaining our very life. and ordering all of our days.
Absolutely. That's so good.
And then I would say, I would follow up with that. I feel like I'm learning a lot personally right now about dying to self and just the cost of discipleship. And, you know, the beautiful part of Christianity is that that Jesus died for us. And Christians talk about it a lot, that we miss the connection that we too are called to completely die to ourselves.
That's good.
And so I sense that a lot lately, that revival and the gospel moving forward is going to require everything from me, just like our favorite song, that it will demand our life, our all. And I think we take that for granted. We assume that that means maybe all of our time or money, and we forget about the emotional part, that it will demand all of our self-sufficiency, it will demand all of our self-conceit, it will demand all of our pride, it will demand all of our ego. And when we can truly surrender and die to ourselves, it's so painful, because death is painful and it's ugly, but the resurrection is our promise that God resurrects us from our sin right now while we are still living, and then he will resurrect our body and our soul after we die, and that we have an example of that resurrection in our Christ. And so,
I
would encourage people to, you know, let those old ways die and let God resurrect in us the new life we have in Christ.
That is so good. You're preaching now, Kat. I love it. Oh, that's so good. I could listen to you all day. Well, before we pray, because we definitely want to pray, could you just tell our listeners how they could find out more about Polish real fast before we dive into some prayer?
Sure. The best way is to go to polishonline.org.
Okay.
So polishonline.org is our home base. You can read about our mission statement. You can look about how to get involved and volunteer with us. You can see ways where maybe you're listening today and you think, oh, my daughter, my granddaughter, my coworker, they need to attend Polish. You can invite your friends straight from the website. And then obviously we are always looking to find supporters that will pray for us, that are generous financial donors, that really get what we're trying to do. So, of course, everything can be found on polishonline.org.
Awesome. Okay, well, if you would you just, begin to pray for our listeners for today's broadcast, just that the Holy Spirit would, like you said, like you were talking about, that we would be able to tune into his presence and really connect with him. And I mean, because it's his unconditional love that's going to flow out of us. So would you pray for our listeners today?
Absolutely. I'm honored to.
Thank you.
God, we are so grateful. We can pray while we're driving, while we're sitting, and that we get to do it together, that we are not alone here, that you have left your Spirit to be with us forever, and that same Spirit is in all believers, that unites us, God. And we are so humbled that you love us. So we pray today because of your Son. God, we just confess together that we desperately need you, that we cannot earn your love, that we cannot be holy the way you've called us to be. God, we confess together that our sin and our shame, it literally pins us down and keeps us from enjoying fullness in life in you. And we just confess, God, that we don't want sin and shame to rule us. We want to clothe ourselves in your righteousness. And so I pray, God, right now that the listeners would embrace your righteousness, would embrace their new life in you, and that they would throw off sin that entangles us and keeps us back from loving you fully. God, I pray just a special prayer over the women that do not know you, God, that are lost, that will not spend eternity with you, that have no comprehension of what it means to live in Christ. God, I pray that now, right now, you would awaken them to your spirit, that you would show up in their dreams, that you would stop them dead in their tracks when they're at the grocery store, that they would have Christian co-workers that are courageous and share the gospel with them. I pray, Father, that they would seek grace everywhere around them and that they would start asking spiritual questions about eternal life. I pray, God, that you would reach the women that feel disconnected from you and from your church. Maybe women who have heard the gospel, that are young professional women that are far away from you. God, we are begging that your spirit would lead them back to a local church. You have called the local church to be the body of Christ. And so we ask, God, that they would find a group of people that they trust and that they would bring their doubts, they would bring themselves and be open to your truth again. I just pray, God, you would regenerate them. And Father, I pray for the polished leaders. Just, God, would you so equip them to know how to share the gospel wherever they are and whatever they're doing. God, we pray for our listeners that it would be attuned to your spirit, that it would feel so real, that you, the eternal, existent Father, would be so present in their every day. And we pray, God, that we would just die to ourselves, that we would just completely surrender and give up, and that we would give in to you and the goodness you have in store for us. God, thank you for this broadcast. I just pray heaps and heaps of blessings and favor over what they're doing, God. And I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. Kat, thank you so, so much for being on BPN today. It has been a true honor to have you on here. Thank you.
Well, the pleasure is all mine. Bless you guys for what you're doing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Well, we'll talk to you soon, Kat. Thank you again.
Okay. Thanks so much, Taylor. Bye-bye.
Bye. It is so great to have you listening today on BPN on this beautiful Saturday. This is Taylor Gentry filling in for my papa, Dale Gentry, who is off taking a few days to rest, which is awesome. We all need rest. Okay, well, I really, really appreciate Kat's willingness to share her heart with us today on BPN. I wanted to share with you guys just how cool it is, how God connects us. Just he puts connections in our lives. And so I came to know Kat over email like a few months ago at the beginning of the summer. I was interning for a wedding planner in Dallas at the time. Right before I graduated from OU, I got connected with her and started interning for her. And she told me about Polish, and she was like, oh my gosh, you would love it. It's right up your alley, Taylor. And so I was like, okay, well, that's cool, but it's in Dallas, and I plan on living in Austin. So I was disappointed because it did sound amazing and totally something I'd be involved in. And anyway, so I decided to email Kat, and I emailed her, and I said, do you have anything in Austin? And she responded right away, which I wasn't even sure if she would respond, but she responded right away, and she said, we just launched in Austin in the spring. And so I thought, oh my goodness, okay. So I got really excited, and I thought I was going to apply to be a leader, and then, you know, life happened. And so I kind of forgot about it. And then I started nannying this little girl in Austin shortly after I moved back home, after I graduated from OU, and got really connected with this family, and I love them. And this is the Moats family in Austin. And so one day I just decided to hop on Instagram and see if they had anything about Polish in Austin. So I hopped on there, and the face that I saw was the lady that I nanny for, Shayna Moats. And I flipped out. I was like, oh my gosh, literally she's the director. So I was working or nannying for the director of Polish Austin. So anyways, the Lord just connects you in so many ways, and it's just super cool. And so I had the privilege of meeting Kat about a month ago at a Polish leadership training meeting. and just instantly connected with her and just saw her heart and her vision and her passion for the will and plan and purpose of the Lord. And then I became involved and went through the training, and now I'm a table leader. And Kat mentioned earlier how lives have been changed through Polish, and I've seen it firsthand. Since I'm a table leader now, and I was at the luncheon, and I got connected with these women, and it's just amazing. I mean, the fellowship of Polish and the ministry of it. Kat's incredible. I love her. I love her testimony. I love her heart. And it was super encouraging. I only pray that it was encouraging to you all who are listening today. And not just for women, but for anybody who has... and this applies to everyone. You know, I know this is a women's ministry, and maybe the men listening are excluding themselves. But if you open up your heart, it can speak to you as well, to go after the vision that God has placed on your heart. So, anyways, I'm going to start playing this next song, and it's called, I've played it on here before, You Make Me Brave, just kind of in the background. And so I just want you guys to listen to it for a little bit. I don't know if we're going to go through the entire song, but again, it's just an amazing song by the same artist, Amanda Cook. And it talks about how we're brave, how God makes us brave through the process, and the plan that He has us in. So just a few minutes of listening to this song. Wow, I love that song. I love that song so much. And my favorite part of the song is obviously the title, but the part when she really gets into the, you make me brave, you make me brave. You call me out upon the waves. No fear can hinder the promises that you made. And at the very end, she says, he made a way for all of us to enter. And that is just, if you let that really sink in, how deep that is, it's incredible. As the Father, he loves us so much, and he made the way, and we have to choose that way. And we have to push past our fear and just get out into the waves. You know, God didn't call us to stand on the sideline and cheer everyone else on. He called us to get out into the waves and for him to, for us to allow him to crash over us with his love and his mercy and his grace. Oh, it's just really good. It's just been, I've played that song over and over and over. I listen to it pretty much every single day, and it's anointed. The Holy Spirit is definitely all over Amanda Cook. Yeah, that's my prayer for us today, is that that we would let God crash over us in a way where we let go of that fear that's hindering us. And that's definitely my prayer. And in a moment we're going to pray, but I want to just expand on that and encourage you who are listening today with something that I heard the other day about promise in the process. And I was listening to a Bethel music broadcast the other day, and the speaker was talking about there's promise in the process, and we're all in a process. Each and every day we wake up and we go to work, or we, you know, go to church, or we go to school, and it's part of the process. And a lot of us get caught up in thinking that you know, one day we'll receive the promise, one day we'll enter that promised land. You know, I've suffered 40 years in the wilderness, and then, you know, one day I'll reach there. No, God has called us now. He's called you now to enter into the waves. He's called you now to seek after that vision that he's placed on your heart. And just like Kat had shared earlier in her interview, you know, she could have waited till she was older or wiser, or, you know, had it all together and, you know, more holy. But no, she went after that. God placed that vision on her heart, and she went after it. And she pushed past the fear of the unknown. And that's what God has called us to do. And each day is a promise. And I love that. And I want to pray over you guys. We don't have too much time. So I want to go ahead and just pray. So I just invite you guys to pray with me at this time. Dear Jesus, we just thank you, God, for this amazing day. We thank you for this time when we can gather together and we can pray in your name. And Holy Spirit, I just pray over each and every one of these listeners right now, God. I pray that you open up their hearts to receive what they've heard today, God, on BPN. I pray that you just guide and direct them in the way that you have for them, God. You have a unique design and plan and purpose for each of these listeners' lives, God. And it's beautiful. And everyone is different. Everyone's plan is different. But where you are right now, God has you. So don't think that you are in the wrong place. Don't think God can't use you where you are, because he is using you. And you are in the process. God, I pray that you teach us to embrace the process, God. I pray that you teach us to embrace our place, God. And I pray that you just, I pray for freedom over these listeners, God. I pray for freedom over their lives, God. I pray that the fear, the pain, the shame, whatever they have gone through, God, will not hold them back. I pray that for a boldness over them, Jesus, that you just give them the boldness they need, God, to make that vision become part of their process, God. And I just thank you. Thank you, God, that we are called. I just pray that, again, a stir up revival in their hearts, Jesus. We want revival, God, and we need you, God, more than anything. And we are called to have our identity in you, and we are called to be your hands and feet on this earth, Jesus. And I thank you, God, for loving us. I thank you for unfailing love. And through that unfailing love, God, we can push past our fear and we can get out into the waves, Jesus, and we can do your will, God, and we can embrace the process. So I just pray over these listeners today, God. Holy Spirit, you just touch their lives, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. It has been an absolute honor being on BPN with you all today on this lovely Saturday. And we will be back at the same time tomorrow or anytime as we pray for revival in America and another spiritual awakening.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.